Hey guys, it's me, Gino J. It is October 17th, 2015. It is 12:10 p.m. Eastern Time. And I'm in here because I want to encourage you all to check out the Rockin' Pop Party today at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on sky106.net. This week's show is going to be pretty contemporary. Lots of music from the 90s, 2000s, and some from today. And of course, your requests and dedications are certainly welcome, but mostly contemporary, so not too much rock, and more on the contemporary side of things, more mainstream than usual. So hope you guys will check that out. Also, Between the Sheets cover comparison, we're going to be taking a look at an interesting track that was covered by an artist who is just getting his name out there. And covered a Hootie and the Blowfish track, a song that came out back 20 years ago. So that's something to look forward to. Plus, the Rockin' Hour in History during the last hour, where you'll hear music before the year 1980. So yeah, do check out the Rockin' Pop Party today at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on sky106.net. That's www.sky106.net. All right, now that I got the show plug out of the way, time to update you guys on my research project. This past week, I went in, and I was all balls and, you know, pretty much going in there with confidence and whatnot on the whole idea of doing my research project on the blind and visually impaired versus the sighted when it comes to critically listening. That idea is really fading fast. I need you guys' help. The problem is I don't have a way to... I don't have a really good demonstration to show to represent that. I would love to do the project on it, but I'm realizing more and more that I might have to honestly resort back to my backup plan, which was mic placement. Now, one idea that I had was that I would record, you know, an environment and basically ask various questions both the blind and visually impaired would listen to the file and pick up as much as they can and I don't know if that's going to work. I mean, the control would have to be something that both could listen to and then answer. And I really don't know how to approach that. If you have ideas as to what I could record as an environmental sound so that people can listen, and then some questions that you can incorporate, I would love to hook up with you and talk about that some more. Because right now, as it stands right now, I have no idea what I'm going to do my research project on. If I do it on blind and visually impaired, how I'm going to show the differences, if there is any at all. Because again, critical listening itself is subjective. I mean, people listen for different files or different sounds in recording. We all have our own things that we listen for. Even amongst the blind and visually impaired, we all listen for different things. If you're an audio engineer and you're blind and visually impaired, you're going to be able to determine more things maybe than, say, somebody who is just off the street. So it leaves me to the conclusion that I might have to lean toward the idea of mic placement. And the idea that I had for that was I was going to record... set up an XY configuration with an omnidirectional microphone and a cardioid microphone. And basically the cardioid microphone is facing at a 90 degree angle and the omnidirectional microphone is facing at 0 degrees at the talent. And then, you know, record the room and start off that way and record it as I walk around the room and demonstrate the different sound. The other one was going to be post-producing it and basically use one microphone and record the same environment and see if people can tell the difference. Both would be recorded and would be demonstrated online in a video or an online audio file where you can play back, and at that point you then would be able to tell me which sound or which one's the post-production and which one is not. And there'll be other questions like from what direction does the microphone sound better? You know, does it sound better from the left, better from the right, better from behind, better from the front, better from above, better from below, the whole nine yards. So it's going to be tricky, but I think we can do it. So that one's going to be kind of fun, because it's going to be somewhat like the old idea of the binaural microphone. If you look up online and you listen to, or go on YouTube and look up 3D Barbershop, you'll get an idea of what I'm talking about. That's, both of these concepts will do that. One does it better than the other, though. So it's all dependent on the whole situation. No idea what you guys are going to think. So, you know, it could be interesting. Again, though, I don't really want to do that, because that requires me to do studio time and record a lot and actually do some post-production too. And as it is, my schedule is pretty busy as it is, so I really don't want to spend the time doing that. So I'm hoping that, you know, I don't know. I'm hoping that I can do that. The other thing that I wanted to talk about is I recently just got my grant money back. I have $152, and I'm really thinking about what I really want to spend that money on. I'm more and more at this time leaning toward the idea of getting a mixer. It would have to be a mixer that can actually support USB input. If you guys have suggestions for different mixers, please let me know, because that would be very, very helpful, I think. And I would love to be able to record and use a mixer, especially with one that actually has, like, dual inputs for USB. Dual. It has to be dual. If it has, you know, standard microphone inputs, that's fine too. But I'm really looking for something with dual microphone USB inputs. So if you happen to know of any mixers out there that actually is relatively easy to use and a good starting out mixer, yes, get in touch with me, because I'm looking into getting one. I was thinking about getting the MBox Pro, but most of those inputs are regular microphone inputs. And the other problem is I don't have a regular microphone yet. If the mixer is that great, I will. Because the idea is, if I got the MBox Pro, it means I could use, like, Pro Tools on my machine. So, yeah. Anyway, that is going to do it for this audio boom. I hope you all enjoyed it. And I will try to post another one very soon. If you'd like to get in touch, email is genoj@gmx.com. That is genoj@gmx.com. And the website, it's just genoj.com. That's ITSJUSTGENOJ.com. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.